This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Agree in their tallies that the total number of votes cast is 430, of which the Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California has received 220.
Nancy Pelosi is in control. She has the gavel. She's the Speaker of the House. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you're doing well. Pelosi now in control, of course, means the Democrats are in control. There is no end in sight to the government shutdown. The Democrats have several bills to fund the government and say that it should move forward. The president says, forget about it. I'm going to veto it, so don't even think about it. In the meantime, there was this nasty little story that was flying around Washington, D.C. about President Trump perhaps being indicted while in office during an interview with today's Savannah Guthrie. The House Democratic leader did hint, pretty much said, it's possible that special counsel Robert Mueller could seek an indictment against the sitting president despite Justice Department guidelines. Guess what? That say, you can't do that. You can't do that. Pelosi said, I don't think that that is conclusive, so here we go. Mueller's been investigating Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election, whether the government, you all know this story, worked to help Trump win the White House, and this is continuing and going and going and going. The wall is not going anywhere. $5 billion is not being recommended. Congress refuses to give in to the president's demand for the bucks for the southern border wall, and there's a stalemate that's been going on since the beginning of Christmas. So if you go to visit Washington, be careful if you go to the monuments, because all you'll see is trash. Seriously. And can you blame anybody who's a janitor? Because guess what? They're not getting paid. Key takeaway here. Pelosi in charge. She has the gavel. She cut a deal. Even though 15 Dems did not vote for her to take over as Speaker of the House. Her deal? She's 78. She says after 4 years, she's done. She will not be the Speaker of the House after 4 years because she pinky swore. If you trust those things, right? I swear that I will not do it. I will not do it. All right, this is really sad and worth mentioning here right off the get-go. It scares me to death when I see brutal accidents along some of these big highways. And I'm sure most of you listening to me, at some point in your life, I'm thinking you've been on 75. So two big rigs, two passenger cars, boom, collide. Diesel fuel flies out of the trucks. And this was in Florida. A massive fire. It looked like a movie scene. Sadly, it was not a movie scene. And sadly, seven people were killed. Seven people. This was about a mile south of a place very close to Gainesville, in Florida. They say the flames were fed with about 50 gallons of diesel because it all flew out, as I mentioned. So the crews that got there rushed to get rid of the fire and then treating the crash as a homicide investigation. It was so intense that it damaged part of the road. Of course, the top priority is identifying the bodies to notify the families. And the aftermath shut down the highway in both directions. You could see cars that just turned around because they knew they weren't getting through. And there were other people that were injured. Very sad to see it. Wonder what the outcome will be as to what happened and who hit who and how that all took place. Seems to me more and more, I mean, listen, it's about adulting and doing what you do when you drive and you do whatever you do, whether it's driving a truck, a car, whatever it might be. But the bottom line is this. People are more distracted than ever. Now, I don't know that this had anything to do with distraction, but it could have. Maybe. We'll see. Very, very sad. I definitely know that. Earthquake warnings. Since we're on, sadly, things that are happening that we don't want to see. Earthquake warnings. There's now this app that's available for the people of Los Angeles as if they haven't had enough to deal with. They're talking about that, of course, it's become the first city in the U.S. to deploy an earthquake early warning app for the public. It's called Shake Alert LA. How apropos. And what they do is they use a network of seismic sensors distributed throughout the region to detect earthquakes and dispatch a warning. Now, wouldn't this be wild if this really works? Because it's the hardest thing to predict. How do you predict an earthquake? It was developed by the mayor in L.A., Eric Garcetti's office, with the U.S. Geological Survey, AT&T, and blah, 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 a foundation grant. But I agree with this. I don't think Garcetti and I would agree on a lot, but I agree with this. That you could, to actually have some, any kind of time, lead time to protect yourself, shake alert, getting a little bit of a heads up might make a big difference. Because maybe you get out of an elevator. Maybe you have a place that you can get under before it actually happens. And trust me, I lived in California at one point in my life, and I thought, yeah, you know, I'm living in Santa Barbara. This is in L.A. This is in San Francisco. But little did I know, you're near fault lines. I was in the middle of an earthquake. Did anything happen? No. But I was in a room, in a newsroom with California people. Somebody screamed out earthquake, and they just got under their desk while I sat in the chair that rolled across the floor because I just didn't react. The idea that there's an app that can do that, wow, that's awesome. And they're saying that it's going to be available for download right now, that you could get it on Apple or Android or whatever it is that you use. But the fact that you can have a potential of, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds of warning before an earthquake, that's what they tested. That's what they think, they being those that tested it, think it will work that way. Bravo. Because maybe it saves some lives if another earthquake hits of any sort, anything that gives you some kind of warning time, right? Anything. There was no warning here, but as I am kind of scatter shooting on this fun show, Paul Whelan, the ex-Marine in Moscow, everybody is saying this guy is not a spy. He had nothing to do with spying. If he's convicted, he's in like the worst, pardon my French, hellhole in Russia you can imagine. If he is convicted, 20 years? Russian news outlets are saying he had a USB drive with a classified list of names. Others are saying that was planted. In fact, his lawyer said that this is ridiculous. The arrest is baseless. It's based on investigators' supposition that he'll hinder the investigation process. They're asking for bail. They won't give him bail. Ooh, he's expected to remain in custody until at least February 28th. Can you imagine what? Just think of what that would be like. The Russian ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, is trying to do what he can to get him out. Go to the mailbag next.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Sweet, we got mail. So let's dive into the bag of emails. And there's a ton of them. Most of you talked, you know, this was great about this audience. I'm going to say it again. Because I worked in some big cities where, yeah, you got massive phone calls. But you know what? You hardly ever got any emails. This audience, you listen all different times of the day. Thank you. And you send some really thoughtful emails. So how about this one? This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, I can't believe the dude that is getting screwed up with Moscow over spying. Does he honestly look like a spy to you? I feel so awful for him because he is trapped. You know, they want to make a deal, I bet, for that female that got nailed here in this country as a spy. I think that's what it is. A prisoner exchange. The fact that he's detained and charged with espionage is so scary. Does he really look like somebody who's a spy? Well, you know what? First of all, I don't know. What does a spy look like? But I agree. I think this is a trade deal. I think they're jacking with him. Because, and it was easy to do, because look, he's interested in Russia. He was there for a wedding. And he's into it. So he's into the whole Russia thing. Think of what they could find and dig up and throw up and say, oh, yeah, look at this. And this is what he's really doing. And this is our information, our intel. I don't believe that at all. I think he was there. He was on a trip and he was touring the city doing all that kind of stuff. And people had conversations with him that know him and say this. And that this is a very critical thing because he's in a horrible situation. You know, the ambassador spoke with his family, and they're not talking about anything other than to say that they, you know, Huntsman, who's the ambassador to Russia, is just saying, oh, they had the conversation. But I think it's scary as all get out. I mean, he's in, like, the worst place you can possibly imagine, and he's stuck. He's trapped. The circumstances, how he was arrested, all that nonsense, who knows? To me, I think this is strictly about some kind of an exchange. I really do. And they could have planted it on him. That's what I think they did. So I think it's scary. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right, here's one from Sam I Am. And Sam says, Kate Pelosi, how does she keep coming up in our lives? She is like the clown in that movie that you don't want to see pop up in a scary Stephen King novel. Oh, what damage will she do to our country? Well, here's the thing. It's one chamber. They now have the majority, but they don't have the Senate. It is weird. Now, this is like, here she is. She's the first person in more than 50 years to come back after losing the speakership. So now it's going to be her versus Donald Trump. I mean, this is a collision course. That's what it is. And what does it mean? It means that we're going to have a logjam again. We're not going to see much of anything happen through Congress, I think. If they're locking heads, could they maybe not on some things? Well, yeah. But look, we got a couple of gems happening right now, especially with the wall and the funding and the government shutdown, the partial shutdown, and no one's budging. Nobody's budging. And no one's going to say chicken first. I mean, they're not. It's not happening. So we're stuck at this point, I think. I do. I think we're stuck. All right, here's another one. I love it because it's all, kind of all over the place what everybody's saying and talking about and want to talk about. So cool. And then here's one of them. This one is from Francis. And Francis says, Kate, I know that you used to do a thing where you talked about the headlines that were going on across the country. And I was wondering if you knew about this idea that Kamala Harris is going to run for president, or perhaps Joe Biden, or perhaps Elizabeth Warren. I saw an interesting story about it when I picked up my Times the other day. Do you think any of them will end up being the candidate? That is for the DNC to decide. Elizabeth Warren obviously wants it. She threw out this kind of rambling, crazy video the other day. She's going to Iowa. She has no chance. That'd be disastrous. No offense to Elizabeth Warren. Or maybe there is an offense to Elizabeth Warren. She can't be electable. She's not electable. When she first popped out, and this was, you know, not in this election cycle, obviously back a couple cycles, maybe she could have made more noise, but I still don't think she would have been electable. Joe Biden, how many times has Joe Biden run? Harris, I don't know. There would have to be who on the ticket. I'm not sure. When you talk to the Democrats in the know, they feel pretty good that there's a ton of people who are going to run. Everybody's going to come out of the woodwork. But just means you throw up a ton of people, as we saw last time. We saw this with the Republicans, too, right? There was some worry over that. You can field however many people you want to field out there and whittle them all down and do the polling. And then everybody runs out of money along the way. But who is the strongest candidate? And I heard something interesting that Bill Maher, who couldn't be more liberal and support Democrats more, say one time in response to what was happening with the Republicans and Trump being elected. And he said the only way the Democrats can win is to have a Trump-like Democratic person, meaning the same kind of tactics, the way he talks, the bluntness, the whole thing, somebody who has those same kind of trigger points, only they're going to the left direction. But I bet there's nobody that ends up taking that kind of approach. I don't see it right now. That's not who's coming out. I mean, that's not who's saying that they're running. But if there's still time, you know, so we'll see. Then there's this one. This one is from Rafe, who says, Kate, wow, Me Too is taking down so many men. It does make you wonder how far back in history do people go. And I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying, boy, isn't it crazy? I don't know if you realize this, but Neil deGrasse Tyson is now done with his show. It's on hold because of information about him with misconduct allegations. So the National Geographic Channel says they're not going to air any of his shows called Star Talk until the investigation is complete. Yeah, there was two women that came forward and accused him of, remember, he's a physics and astronomy professor at Bucknell University, not too far from where I grew up. And the accusations were pretty, one of the women said she was a former assistant. She said inappropriate advances forced her to quit her job. And then there were allegations that he put his hand up some woman's shirt at a party, and she felt uncomfortable and creepy and was shocked. So there are a couple of things that have happened, even somebody accusing him of rape when she was a graduate student and he was at the University of Texas in Austin. So, yikes. And here's a guy who, just work-wise, made science interesting to people, the whole Star Talk thing. And, of course, he's the host of, besides Star Talk, he's the host of Cosmos Possible Worlds and Cosmos Space-Time Odyssey and all that kind of stuff. So this is, that certainly is big news. He has a very, very big name just in general in the public, even outside of, because he's sort of bigger than the whole star thing. So absolutely, wow. Hey, if you have any thoughts, you can always send them to me. We can mix it up in the mailbag. I love doing that. Send them to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Coming up, a conversation with Sharon Miller from Bank of America. You don't want to miss it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump made a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room, congratulating Nancy Pelosi after she was sworn in as the new Speaker of the House. With Democrats now in the majority in the House, Pelosi's plan is to pass a spending bill to stop a partial government shutdown. But there's no money the president wants for a border wall.
I have never had so much support as I have in the last week over my stance for border security.
The president brought with him border officials like Brandon Judd.
Anywhere that you look where we have built walls, they have worked.
Pelosi says the spending bill will send the right message.
We'll do so to meet the needs of the American people, to protect our borders, and to respect our workers.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's always a good time we can be joined by Sharon Miller on the show, Bank of America, head of small business. She's here with some great news about small business. The U.S. small business sector looks to end 2018 on a pretty high note, according to the fall 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report. Sharon, so first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we have all kinds of questions, and it really sounds like entrepreneurs and small business owners are feeling really good about the economy. So what are their expectations for revenue growth and hiring and all that good stuff for 2019?
Well, confidence in the economy, it does remain strong, and their revenue expectations, the confidence in the economy, hiring plans, all of that is up since last fall. So we do see an uptick in positive sentiment from business owners. And by all accounts from our most recent survey, the confidence remains very, very strong.
I know we've asked you this before, Sharon, but I'm going to ask again just for anyone who hasn't caught our earlier discussions about previous reports. How is it that you do these reports and compile this data? Because I think it's really helpful for people to understand where this information is coming from.
Yeah, so we survey 1,000 small business owners across the country, and we do it twice a year. And we want to understand, I mean, it's from all different types of industries, from all different types of sectors and geographies, so that we can really get a pulse on how business owners are feeling. At Bank of America, we have 3.3 million small business clients that we serve. And so, you know, every single day we're sitting down with business clients, understanding, are you looking to expand your business? Do you want to apply for a loan? How's your working capital? What about your cash flow? So these are the questions and discussions we're having every single day. But then we go in twice a year and we want to make sure that, you know, this is how the sentiment is across the United States. And we over-survey in 10 major markets as well, just to see if there's some geographic differences. And by all accounts, the whole country is very strong. We see very strong optimism and sentiment from business owners. Hiring is there. Plans to apply for a loan, that's up. And so all of the different aspects of the report that we're asking, they look better than they did the last 6 months.
Sharon, it's fascinating how you pull all this together and talking about the 10 major markets and compiling all that information. When you do that, and since you've had such great success with it, this is just kind of a sidebar question, but and I think the listeners will find this fascinating. Do you then go back and recalculate, okay, something's changed here or something's moved here with business, so we're going to instead focus on this area? How do you do that when you go into the next year and you plan for the next time around?
Well, it's the basis of everything we do. I mean, we have to listen to our clients. We need to understand what's happening in the economy, how business owners are feeling. And so, you know, we adjust our ongoing continuing education for our bankers. We may adjust the types of information that we are delivering in that city, because we operate in 90 local markets across the country, and we know that every market is unique. And so I'm sitting here today in San Antonio, Texas, and there's a lot of building, there's a lot of growth happening, hiring, expansion. And, you know, we have a heavy oil industry. We've got a diversified economy. We've got financial services here. We've got a lot of tourism. And you may go to another city, and it may be, you know, very strong in technology, whereas San Antonio, the number one cybersecurity university, sits in our backyard here at University of Texas, San Antonio. In San Jose, California, you've got an incubator of high tech and what's happening with the newest wave of, you know, devices. So every city is a little different, and we want to make sure that we're training our bankers to be able to interact and not just interact with clients, but to get ahead of them and to help them think through what is their business plan, what's next, should you apply for a loan, should you use your working capital, what can you expect in the year ahead. And so that's where we have and use these insights every single day to plan for the year ahead and quite frankly, the next 3 to 5 years.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business for Bank of America. We're talking about the fall 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report, a report they do twice a year. And Sharon, whenever business people get together and whenever there's headlines about business and the health of businesses, there's a couple of issues that always come up, especially in 2018, 2019. And two of those issues are taxes and health care. What did you find small business owners thinking and doing, and how are they preparing, and what would they like to see change there when it comes to those two issues, taxes and healthcare?
Sure. So as far as healthcare is concerned, we've been doing this survey for the past 6 years, and at every single survey result, healthcare is the top of the list of concerns of business owners. And while healthcare costs remain the top concern during this survey, what we found, and that was at 63% of business owners, they're concerned about the cost of healthcare, about the complexity. This has dropped to the lowest level at that 63% concern point in the 6 years of this history of the survey. So that's actually down 9 percentage points from the fall of 2017. So while it remains the top concern, in the fall of 17, 72% of business owners were very, very concerned. This time, 63%. So it's dropped 9 percentage points from our last survey. But again, the number one concern. When it comes to taxes and concern over corporate taxes, that also reached a 5-year low. And so this was at 37% this fall, and that's down 14 percentage points from the fall of 2017. So although there are concerns, and these are still the top two concerns of business owners, it's dropped significantly since last survey.
Sharon, when we look at that, what are some of the other things that small business owners are concerned about? What else is on their mind?
You know, there's concern about trade policy, tariffs. There's concern about, commodities prices, the dollar, the stock market, compliance and government regulations. So all the things that, as I sort of bucket into, it's really not controllable for business owners. And so, these are things going on around them in the economy and the broader market. They have a lot of control over their business plan, around their business. But a lot of these issues, I mean, we can't control what's going to happen with the stock market. It's up, it's down, it's going, it's cyclical. And certainly with tax rates where, the government's setting those. So yes, we got to get out and vote. We've got to do all those things. But when it comes to, can a business owner directly control that? They can't. And so the focus in my conversations with business owners, it's about their business. How do they, in spite of everything going on around them, continue to drive forward to grow and expand and do better this year than they did last year? And most business owners expect that the end of this year, their revenue expectations for 2018, 80% of them believe that their year-end revenue will exceed 2017. And that's pretty powerful. So they're thinking this year is better than last year, and they're thinking next year will be even better. And so that, to me, is what they can directly control.
I love hearing about that kind of optimism. We're talking with Sharon Miller, the head of small business for Bank of America in the fall 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report. It's interesting, Sharon, you mentioned what are the things that business owners can and cannot control. Well, one of the things they can control, I would think, is how they make it through a period where hiring is so challenging and so competitive. What kinds of things did you hear from small business owners there?
Well, they are experienced, and you're right. I mean, we are in one of the tightest job markets out there. Unemployment rate falling to 3.7%. That's the lowest since 1969. So that was in September where we had the 3.7% unemployment rate. I mean, we are at a historical time within our economy where, if you want to work, you're employed. And so it's really up to the business owners that need to focus on retention. And small businesses are experiencing a very high rate of personnel turnover. They are. I mean, just as in corporate America. So we're seeing more people going to different companies, whether it be they're getting more money, they get better benefits, whatever it might be. But I would say that what small business owners are thinking about in order to retain, they're talking about how do I implement a retirement package for my employees? How do I give them health care? How do I perhaps think about giving them a more flexible work culture? And so there are some hiring challenges, but I think that when small business owners focus on the perks of what they can deliver, like flexible hours, maybe giving them some professional development. And then when you go a step further and say, why do people go to work for a small business? They go to work because they believe working at a small business is got some advantages, including the ability to have less bureaucracy. They have a more collaborative environment, more responsibility. When you're working in a company that has less than 100 employees, you're certainly going to have some greater responsibility and more impact, or at least feel that you have more impact for that company. So there can be certainly some strategies that business owners can implement that over and above what they're doing. But I think they also have to go with what they already have and press that advantage, which is a smaller environment, less bureaucracy, more freedom for creativity, entrepreneurial and creativity development, all those things that really we hear from millennials, from people entering the workforce. This is what they want. So I think small business owners should be proud of that, and this should be something that they can use to attract better employees.
Sharon Miller, we're out of time. I'd love to continue this conversation about this amazing report that you've pulled together. Can we do that?
Absolutely. Well, Greg and Kate, I think this has been just a great opportunity to sit down and chat with both of you about this. And yes, I would love the opportunity to come back.
All right. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. We'll continue that conversation. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
First of all, I love tortoises, so you know I'm already going to like this book, and I know I'm going to like this author, but she's in our virtual green room. Lori Rao has written a book called Tortoise the Tortoise. It's a children's book, but I think even adults can pick it up, but certainly adults can pick it up to read to the children in their lives. There's no doubt about that. Lori, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So I do believe we have a fascination with tortoises, with turtles, with any kind, shape, big, small. And I definitely have since I was a kid. Did you have a fascination with the tortoise?
You know, I do love tortoises. The fact that they can live for such a long time and are so resilient and have been on this earth for so long is just fascinating to me.
And I think that's the reason it's fascinating to me, too, as well. So when you decided to tell this story and put it together, what was your inspiration for the story?
Well, I have been volunteering in a program called SMART for the state of Oregon. It's Start Making a Reader Today. And the idea is volunteers go into grade schools, K through third grade, and read to the kids and have them read to us to help them reach their reading level that they're supposed to be at for their grade. And in reading all of these different stories, I just thought, you know, I want to give it a shot. And I have an idea. I like the Aesop's fable, The Tortoise and the Hare, when I was a little girl. And so I thought, well, I bet I can do an updated version of that make it a little bit more kids friendly and maybe have a nice life lesson in it. So that was kind of what started me down that path.
And when you come up with Hortus and you tell the story, I love that Aesop's fable to update it, because I grew up like you. I grew up with that story for sure, and it definitely actually really had an impact on me. So when you take the twist and you come up with your story, tell us about your story. Tell us about Hortus.
So Hortus the tortoise lives at the zoo, and his friend is Honey the Bunny. And when I envision them, I envision Hortus being kind of a middle-aged tortoise and Honey being a little bit younger. And Honey wants to run this race, and Hortus isn't really into it, but because he's a good friend, he says, I'll do it for you. And so when they start the race, of course, Honey is way ahead, and she's teasing Hortus a little bit about how slow he's moving. But eventually she tires, and so he actually picks her up and carries her over the finish line with him so they could do it together as friends and finish together.
Wow. So that is a definite twist. When you named your characters, how did you pick out the names? The names are clever.
Well, I was doing a rhyming book, so I had to a name that rhymed with tortoise. So that's how Hortus came. And then I just thought Honey the Bunny gave the character I wanted for her, you know, that she was sweet, maybe a little naive and young, just kind of a little honey.
I like that. So I'm going to say this again. Lori Rowell's with us, of course, and the book is called Hortus the Tortoise. It's available on Amazon.com, Kindle, of course, Barnes & Noble, wherever you can get great books. And what do you hope kids get out of your book when they read it or someone reads it to them?
I hope that they can see that sometimes, even if you don't want to do something, you do it because you're being a good friend, and that teasing isn't always a really good idea because it doesn't end up well in the end, and that sometimes winning isn't the goal of a good friendship. You know, that sometimes doing things together and succeeding together is more important than being first place.
Ooh, that is a great takeaway. And you talked about SMART and what you're doing there in Oregon and how that's encouraging children to read. Were you surprised at how easy the stories, it seems like to me, poured out of you?
I was and I wasn't. I have always liked to read myself. I grew up, you know, with the Dr. Seuss rhyming books, and I've always kind of had a fascination with, you know, trying to make a story rhyme. And so this was a really fun journey for me to take. It did take a little while for me to get it all down and make sense and have a full story that, you know, kind of followed the Aesop's fable, but they had its own twist. But I really, really enjoyed that journey of writing it and, you know, figuring out from beginning to end.
Yeah. Tell us about, because you would visualize your characters, I'm sure. Tell us about the illustrations.
So the illustrations were actually done by someone else. This was self-publishing. And so I had to send really detailed thoughts of how I wanted each character to look and how I wanted each page to look and what, and I would get a draft back and I, you know, tweak it a little bit and go back to them and say, you know, I want tortoise or Hortus to be more this color and I want Honey to look like this and I want the background to be this way. And so someone else actually did the illustrations under my direction. So there was a very talented person behind all of the illustrations.
Yeah, and that's the way it is with most people that do children's books, unless that's a particular talent they have. But I love that you went back and forth and you still had to come up with a vision. And maybe in some ways it can be harder because you're thinking of what do they look like? What are you getting back? And you can still have a talented artist, illustrator on the other side, but then you felt like they nailed it in the end, it sounds like.
Right. Yeah. I think that I was really happy with the final product. You know, it looks to me like how I had envisioned Hortus and Honey to look.
Yeah, and it's great that, you know, you think of the kids and you think of kids reading this, and then you try your hand at writing a book with these life lessons. And in the end, for you doing the book and putting it together, did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah, very much so. I really enjoyed it. It was just a pleasant thing to be able to come home from work or on the weekends and just kind of, you know, sit and think about it and plot it out and make it happen.
When you got the books, when finally it's all put together and you know, you get the package in the mail and you open it up the box, what was that like?
It was like the best Christmas ever. it was just, you know, it was so amazing to see something that you kind of plotted in your head and wrote down on a piece of paper to come to life.
I love it. And we're speaking with Lori Rowell, and Hortus the Tortoise is the name of the book. Get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, of course. What's interesting is your background. Tell everybody what you do for a living.
I actually am a banker. I've worked for the same bank for 29 years in the same department, and absolutely love that job. I really enjoy what I do. I work for the international banking department. So I'm helping importers and exporters with their transactions, you know, exchanging money for goods.
Wow. And it's interesting that you would be a numbers person and you're doing this banking thing. And as you said, you've done it for 29 years. And then you've got this book that you read on the side. And were you inspired by family at all? I know, like, I'm inspired by my nephew. And I'm wondering if you were inspired by children around you.
I have a number of nieces and nephews, and actually great nieces and nephews. And I do spend a lot of time with them. And they are inspirational. And just watching them and seeing what they're into and what's important to them is inspirational for me.
Yeah, oh, I would imagine. So now you've got Hortus the Tortoise out, and you tell everyone Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, great book, read it to kids. Hey, I'd say even get the book and donate it where people are reading to children in honor of Lori, really, because of what they're doing in Oregon with SMART. Start making, you know, a reader today. I'm sure wherever you're listening to me, there are other programs like that around the country. So what's next for you? Will you do another book?
You know, I would love to do another book, and I actually have one pretty much written, and I'd like to do a sequel to Hortus and Honey, maybe send them to the park instead of on a race, but it will depend on if I can find a traditional publisher or not. Otherwise, unless I win the lottery or find a traditional publisher, the stories will probably just stay with me and my family.
I love that. Lori, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.